I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Coffee Break Chinese, Season 1, Lesson 2.
Coffee Break Chinese.
Welcome back indeed to Coffee Break Chinese. My name is Mark.
我叫 Crystal.
We are delighted to be back with another episode, and we hope that you enjoyed the first lesson of this brand new series from the Radiolingua Network. So let me see if I can remember how to ask Crystal how you are. Crystal, 你好吗?
我很好,你呢?
I don't know what that phrase means. Try that again.
我很好, I'm very good.
Yeah, I got that bit.
你呢? Meaning, 你呢? How about you?
Okay, so I can just answer 我很好.
对.
Okay, so far so good. I hope that everyone has been doing some studying and been doing some review of what we covered in lesson one last time. But we're going to start with a little bit of review today. And then I believe we're going to be talking about greetings at different times of the day.
对. We're also going to be learning how to introduce your own names and how to ask other people their names too.
Perfect. 非常好.
非常好.
非常好. Okay, I think it's time to get on with the lesson.
Okay, Mark, 准备好了吗?
What does that mean?
Are you good to go?
Oh, we did the expression for let's get started last time. Can you remind me of that?
Mm-hmm. 开始吧.
开始吧.
Let's start.
Okay, so let's ask the question again.
Mark, 准备好了吗?
开始吧.
What's your tones, Mark?
Okay, let me hear it one more time.
开.
开.
始.
始.
吧.
吧.
开始吧.
Okay, one more time, ask me the question.
准备好了吗?
开始吧.
非常好. We're going to start with a little bit review.
Mm-hmm. And perhaps we should look at those, how are you, I'm well, I'm very well, and all that kind of thing. The phrases that we learned last time.
How?
How means good.
Good.
Okay, right. So to say how are you, we should remember that one.
你好吗?
And remember to think about these tones. I find the tones very difficult. So, Crystal, if you can really help us with our tones. One more time.
你好吗?
你好吗? And again, I'll leave some space for our listeners to repeat. Now, to say I'm well, we learned.
我很好.
我很好. So that's I'm well. I remember the one for I'm very well or I'm extremely well. And I think that was 我非常好.
Watch your tones, Mark. 我非常好.
我非常好.
很好.
Okay, 我非常好.
我非常好.
我非常好. Okay, and then there was also an expression for I'm okay. I'm okay, just kind of middly.
Mm-hmm. 我还好.
我还好.
很好.
Okay, now, back in our introduction, you introduced a new phrase.
Yes.
And that was the phrase for what about you and you. Can we hear that one again?
你呢?
Let's repeat that.
你呢?
你呢?
对.
Just thinking about tones here, can I ask if that 你 is the same as 你好, is the same
对.
Third tone, I think.
对.
Okay. But then the 呢 is that, that's neutral.
Neutral tone.
Yeah,
great.
So Nina. So can we put this into a conversation?
Mm-hmm.
If I start by asking you, Ni hao ma?
我很好, 你呢?
我非常好.
谢谢.
Yeah, I've got to be polite. 谢谢. So thank you. 我非常好. I am very well. Thank you. How would I say, if I wanted to answer 你呢? How would I say, I'm also well?
Here you introduce a new one. 也, meaning also.
也.
So you say, 我也很好.
I also very well.
对.
Okay. 我也很好. Those are all third tones, aren't they?
我也很好. 对.
我也很好. Okay. So can we try the conversation again? This time I'll try to use that expression. 你好吗?
我很好. 你呢?
我也很好.
非常好.
Okay, so there we've got a new word. Let's hear the new word again, the word for also or to.
也.
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 Okay. Now, I think now what we should do is move on to some new content, because I think it's important that we not only say hello and greet people all through the day, but we know how to greet people at different times of the day. So could you teach us, Crystal, how you would say, for example, good morning?
Of course. Good morning, we say 早上好. 早上 meaning morning. 好 means good. Basically, you say morning good. 早上好.
早上好.
非常好.
早上好. So that's good morning. And the good there is the same good that we've had in other phrases.
Yeah.
好, 早上好.
非常好.
Can I ask about tones again here?
早, third tone.
Third tone, okay. 早.
生, neutral tone.
Okay, 生.
生.
生. And then 好 is third tone, yeah?
对.
So 早上好, good morning. Okay, what about good afternoon?
下午好.
Let's hear that one again.
下午好.
下午好.
很好. You can guess 下午 means afternoon.
Okay, and then the 好 again meaning good.
对.
So afternoon, good. Let's hear the word for afternoon one more time.
下午.
And tones.
下, fourth tone.
So that's the one that's coming down. 下.
Right. 午, third tone.
午, 下午好.
对.
下午好. Good afternoon.
Right.
One more time.
下午好.
下午好. And let's remind ourselves of good morning.
早上好.
So I'm going to try and think of this musically. It, good morning is dun 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 dun. 早上好.
非常好.
And then good afternoon, slightly different musical version.
下午好.
Da du da. Sounds a little bit strange when we're not saying the real words, but 下午好.
很好.
Okay, let's add in good evening.
晚上好.
Now that's the same tonal pattern, I think, as good morning.
对.
Dun, dun, dun. So let's hear the words again.
晚上好.
晚上好. Good evening. There's one more that we need to add in, and that will be good night.
晚安.
Oh, there's no how here.
No, because here you still have 晚. 晚 means evening or night. And in this case means peaceful.
Ah, okay. So let's hear it again.
晚安.
晚安. 晚安.
很好.
Okay. Let's run through those four greetings one more time. So good morning.
早上好。
早上好。Good afternoon.
下午好。
下午好。And good evening.
晚上好。
晚上好。And good night.
晚安。
晚安。
非常好。
Okay, now hopefully we'll all remember them for next time, and whether we are recording or you're listening in the morning, evening, afternoon, or night, we'll be able to greet you appropriately. Now, coming up after the break, we're going to be looking at Chinese names and then learning how to ask each other our names. All that in just a moment.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
We'd like to take this opportunity to remind you that you can get more out of your Coffee Break Chinese experience by signing up for our full course on the Coffee Break Academy. In addition to the audio lessons, you'll get access to bonus listening materials, lesson notes, and video versions of each lesson, showing the Mandarin words and phrases written out in pinyin and Chinese characters. You can find out more at coffeebreakchinese.com. It's time to move on, and we're going to start talking about a new topic, and that is the topic of names. Let's look at some of the cultural aspects of names in Chinese, because I'm very interested in this. Crystal. Crystal to me doesn't really sound like a traditional Chinese name. Well, tell us the story, please.
You're right, Mark. Crystal is a Western name. I was given this name when I was in university by Australian teacher. Uh-huh. Everybody in my class was giving a Western name because we were learning English as our subject. My Chinese name is Pan Yongqing.
Can I try repeating that, please?
Pan Yongqing.
Pan Yongqing.
非常好.
Okay. So which part of Pan Yongqing is your surname and which part is your given name?
Good question. In Chinese names, we start with family name first. So Pan is my family name.
Mm-hmm.
Yongqing is my given name. And also Yong is what we call generation name. That means all my siblings share the same generation name, Yong. For example, my elder brother could be called Pan Yong Gang.
Okay.
So his first name is Gang, but we share Yong.
As a generational name.
That's right.
So all of the people in your generation of your family. What would your father's generational name be, for example?
My father is called Pan Ke Wu. So the generation name is Ke.
Okay.
For example, his brother is called Pan Ke Cai.
Okay, I think that makes sense.
But now it's different. Because of China's one-child policy, in a family, we don't have siblings like we used to anymore. So people tend to use just the given name and the family name. For example, someone could be called Li Hong. Li is family name. Hong is given name. So generation name is lost.
A fascinating insight into Chinese names.
对。
I think, Crystal, or should I say, I think, Pan Yongqing, it's time to learn to ask people what is your name and to answer that question. So can you tell us how you would say what is your name?
你叫什么?
Okay, that's straightforward enough, I think. Let's hear it one more time.
你叫什么?
你叫什么?
很好.
What do those different parts mean?
你, you.
You, yeah, we've seen that before.
Called 什么? What?
Okay.
You are named what?
你叫什么?
非常好.
And to answer the question,
我叫潘永庆。我叫
Mark Pendleton. Okay, well, we'll come back to that in just a moment. But let's look at I'm called again.
我叫。我叫。Okay,
so I'm going to ask you your name.
Mm-hmm.
你叫什么?我叫潘永庆。
你呢?我叫
Mark Pendleton. I think I need a Chinese name.
Yes.
Can you help me choose a Chinese name?
Yes. Because your family name is Pendleton, we could choose a Chinese name close enough to your pronunciation. Could use Peng.
Peng.
Peng is a very popular family name.
Okay.
For example, our first lady is called Peng Liyuan.
Peng Liyuan.
很好.
So let me just get my tones right here. Peng is second tone. Okay, so if my family name is going to be Peng, what about my first name?
That's easy, because your name is Mark. So we could use Ma Ke.
Ma Ke.
Yes.
Okay, so from now on, I can call myself Peng Ma Ke.
非常好, Peng Ma Ke.
Peng Ma Ke.
很好.
So, can you now ask me what... Let's do the whole conversation.
How?
What's this question again?
你叫什么?你叫什么?我叫潘永庆,你呢?我叫彭马克。非常好!
Oh, okay. And we've got the 你呢 in there as well. And you, what about you?
对.
Okay. Is that how you ask the question in Chinese? Is there anything else we need to add in there?
Yes, sometimes we add 请问, meaning may I ask.
Okay, let's hear that again.
请问.
Mm-hmm.
请问. 请 means please. Mm-hmm. 问 means ask. Please ask, effectively, excuse me, may I ask.
So is that like a polite way of asking someone a question?
对. For example, I can say, 请问你叫什么?
So that's like saying, excuse me, can I ask you what is your name?
对.
Okay, let's repeat the whole thing.
Mm-hmm. 请问你叫什么?
Leaving some time for our listeners to repeat, of course. 请问你叫什么?
很好.
Okay, it's getting tricky. It's getting tricky. Anything else we need to know about names?
Yes, sometimes we introduce ourselves to people, we say, 我姓潘.
That's just your family name, isn't
Correct.
It?
Correct. 姓 is family name. 姓.
So that's like using 姓 as a verb almost. 我姓. Could I say 我姓潘?
Yeah, 对.
我姓潘.
对.
So my family name is Peng, in my case, Pendleton Peng.
Yeah. And then you say, 我叫永庆. 叫 is your given name.
Okay, so let's see if we can work this out. We can say, 我姓彭. And then if I wanted to give more information, I could add, 我叫彭马克.
对.
Right. So the 姓 is just for the second name, the family name, because it comes first. It's not the second name in Chinese. Okay. Right.
Now, Mark, we have learned 你叫什么? What's your name? But in China, we usually say 你叫什么名字。We add 名字 means name.
Okay, so what name are you called kind of thing.
对。
Let's hear the whole phrase again.
你叫什么名字。
I'll try that. 你叫什么名字。
非常好。
你叫什么名字。
字。
字。
对。
Okay. Right. So can we then add, 请问 to the beginning of that?
对。
So I could ask you, 请问你叫什么名字。
很好。
And you would respond?
我姓潘，我叫潘永庆。
Okay, can you do the same for me now? So you ask me the question in full and I'll see if I can respond.
请问你叫什么名字？
我姓潘，我叫彭马克。
非常好。
Oh, I'm quite chuffed with myself. I'm pleased with that. There's one final thing that I want to learn in this lesson, and that is what you say to someone when you're pleased to meet them. You've established what their name is, but it's important to have that whole pleased to meet you. I'm sure there's a Chinese phrase for that.
对，很高兴认识你。
Let's hear that again, please.
很 means very.
Yeah.
高兴 pleased, 认识 know.To know, 你, you.
Okay. So, 很, the next part was?
高兴。
高兴。
认识。
That's a tricky sound. 认识。认识。
Mm-hmm.
你。
对。
Okay, so the 认识 is to know.
Mm-hmm.
And the 高兴。
Pleased.
Pleased. Mm-hmm. Okay, so...很高兴 that's very pleased. 认识 to meet,
to
你 you. Oh, it makes sense.
很好。
很高兴认识你。
非常好。
Okay, can we put it all together in a conversation? I'll begin and I will say, 请问你叫什么名字？
我姓潘，叫潘永庆，你呢？
我姓彭，我叫马克。
Or you can say, 我叫彭马克
,full
name.
Of course, 我叫彭马克。很高兴。My tones are all wrong, I think. 很高兴。认识你。
高 first tone, 很高兴。So keep first tone, 高。
高很高兴认识你。
很好。很高兴认识你。
认识你。Okay, it's very tricky stuff.But that's why you can listen again to this episode, and I'll definitely be listening again to this episode before we move on to the next one.
Well done.
That's it for another episode of Coffee Break Chinese. We hope that you've enjoyed it. I have certainly got lots to practice before next time. Now, to help me practice, I'm going to be using the lesson notes that are part of our Coffee Break Chinese premium version. There are lesson notes, there are video versions where we can see the words written in pinyin and indeed with some Chinese characters too. And also there is some bonus audio which will help us make more progress with the Chinese that we're learning. You can find out all about that at coffeebreakchinese.com. There's full information on the website.
Don't forget that you can also join us on social media and practice your Chinese with us. All the details are at coffeebreakchinese.com.
That is it for this episode. Going to jump back to the last episode and see if I can remember how to say thank you and goodbye. I think that would be 谢谢再见。
谢谢再见。
You have been listening to a production of the Coffee Break Academy for the Radiolingua Network. Copyright 2017 Radiolingua Limited. Recording copyright 2017 Radiolingua Limited. All rights reserved.
Hey y'all, Darius Rucker here. You know, a lot of people ask me, what inspires your music? And one of the big things is a strong sense of place. That's why I love my home state of South Carolina and want to share the awesome things it has to offer. From the beautiful mountains down to the sunny coast, it's got it all. Not to mention two of my personal favorites, great golf and amazing food. Come see why I love this place. Visit DiscoverSouthCarolina.com.